President Clinton and Republican congressional leaders wrapped up another round of budget negotiations this evening, but no breakthroughs emerged on either the budget or the partial shutdown of the federal government. Earlier, the House of Representatives refused to end the shutdown, and Democrats seized upon the move to lay blame for the impasse squarely at the Republicans' doorstep. President Clinton called it part of a cynical political strategy, and some Republican moderates appear uncomfortable with the approach that their party leaders are taking. Our story on today's developments in the budget crisis is from NPR's Brian Naylor.
In what could prove to be their riskiest roll of the dice yet, House Republicans today broke away from their more conciliatory Senate GOP colleagues and rejected the idea of ending the partial government shutdown, now in its 19th day. The hardline stand in the House came a day after the Senate approved a temporary spending bill that would have reopened closed government agencies, while negotiations on a 7-year plan to balance the budget continued. It would also have meant paychecks for the 3/4 of a million federal employees who have been furloughed or are working without pay. House Republican Conference Chairman John Boehner of Ohio admitted some in the House are beginning to have doubts about the course their leaders are taking, but for now, he says, leadership has no plans to change.
Obviously, we have some members who have concerns, who have great numbers of federal employees, who would like for us to change strategy. But it's clear that the overwhelming majority of the conference believes that we ought to stay the course.
Republicans, by a vote of 206 to 167, wouldn't even let the temporary spending bill onto the House floor. They believe that if the government reopens, the pressure on the president to negotiate a 7-year balanced budget plan will diminish. The president called that a cynical political strategy, which he said is unnecessary.
It is deeply wrong to shut the government down while we negotiate, under the illusion that somehow that will affect the decisions that I would make on specific issues. As I said, this is only casting a shadow over our talks.
The president went through a litany of government programs now affected by the shutdown, everything from Meals on Wheels to the elderly to small business loans. Moderate Republicans in the House, who had earlier enthusiastically backed their leader's hardline positions, are starting to have similar concerns. Michigan Republican Fred Upton said he heard from FBI agents who are risking their lives on drug raids yet not getting paid, and from constituents angry about not being able to get passports. None of it, he says, reflects well on anyone in Washington.
The sense that I get from my district, reading letters, talking to people, being home, is that it's sort of a pox in both your houses. Why is it that the greatest government in the world, their leaders, can't get together on something that supposedly everyone agrees to? And why is it that we look terrible? And it really is a mess.
There may be a way out. Boehner today opened the door to another temporary spending measure if the president presents a balanced budget proposal. This is an earlier GOP stance, but it is a bit softer than their current demand that a balanced budget be approved before the government can be reopened. This is Brian Naylor at the Capitol.